Now, sports talk while you're on the clock. This is Zolak and Bertrand.
I'm going to slap you because you fake it.
On 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Josie's on a vacation far away. Come around and talk it over. So many things that I want to say. You know I like my girls a little bit older. I just want to use your love tonight.
In our studios, Phil Perry brought to you by Stop and Shop, the official supermarket of the New England Patriots. They have everything you need to make your tailgate or football party a success. Get details at stopandshop.com. Phil Perry, how are you?
Doing great, fellas. How are we doing? Big game this weekend.
That's right.
Sure.
When are you excited?
That is right.
I'm excited.
When are you flying down?
Saturday night.
Saturday night?
Yeah, late.
So
late
after the
down.
Storm, huh?
That's what I was hoping for.
Yeah, storm doesn't look like it's all what it was.
I think Jacksonville missed it anyway, basically.
Yeah, it's north of there. Yeah. All right, so Phil, we were talking earlier about Kyle Van Noy.
I heard.
And you obviously by now have heard what was said about Kyle Van Noy and Felger Maz. We weren't going to start here, but now we are, because you came in and you said, I think I know what they're talking about. I think I know what they might be referring to. And I don't, so I want to hear this.
So let me preface this by saying I actually appreciate Kyle Van Noy. I think he's honest.
Good start.
He wears his heart on his sleeve. I had a great conversation with him the other day. I think he's good for our purposes.
For the
he's
media.
Really good.
He's really good for
us. Yeah, to get something.
Now, with that comes some other things that other people in the media may take offense to, i.e. Felger, which is you get a little bit of snarkiness occasionally, and you get honesty, which is at times it turns into not anger, but I would say criticism of media.
Okay.
If that sounds...
He's criticized the media.
If that makes sense. So there were two instances from last year that I can remember off the top of my head that I think Felger may have just latched onto, and he just hasn't forgotten about these, and so he has this opinion of Kyle Van Noy now.
Okay.
One is after the Tampa Bay game in Tampa Bay last year, Stephon Gilmore had obviously had a tough first month of the season, but had a good game.
Week five Thursday night game.
Mike Evans, that was sort of his...
Is that a Thursday night?
That was a Thursday night game down there, so Gronk did not play. He was not active.
Right.
And Brady seemed like hurt his hand in that game.
Okay.
So good win for them. Gilmore played a lot of man, saw a lot of time, and Mike Evans played well.
That's right. Winston threw that fourth down pass up with no time left. Right at the end of the game?
Yeah. Yes. I think, was like Jonathan Jones there?
Yeah. Sitting at the goal line. Right. Good memory.
So... Big scrum around Gilmore at the end of the game.
Okay.
Everybody wants to talk to Stephon Gilmore, and Kyle Van Noy comes by. He also pays attention to what media says.
I like that.
So he comes by.
The guy who admits that he watches, unlike the rest.
To Gilmore.
I know you.
While we're all standing there, says, tell him no, shut up, because we've been killing Gilmore.
Something to
that effect. It was some form of shut up.
Right.
So that was one incident that Felger probably remembers, because I think some people tweeted about it or wrote about it after the game. The other one was, and this wasn't that bad, maybe because half of my questions suck anyway, but he told a reporter, it wasn't me, but he did tell a reporter that a question sucked. We were asking him about red zone defense. It was right around the same time of year, actually. So the defense hadn't been playing well, and he was hearing us talk about that, I assume.
Was that around the same time Matt Patricia said, you know what, Tom Curran opened up a press conference. That was a negative. That's sort of a negative. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So
there are those little snippets that you get from Van Noy, again, because he's honest and he's not afraid to kind of give you what he thinks unfiltered. So that there's good and bad involved with that. I like it.
The Gilmore stuff, too. You always have your teammates back, regardless. It's you versus the press. And when somebody's getting attacked.
I mean, that kind of incident's a little bit rare, especially for this team.
Right.
So
it's a new guy trying to make
somebody,
it in the locker room.
I can see him taking offense to that. I'm not, personally offended when somebody does something like that.
But I also know that he came on the other day and fully admitted that they're a lot better on defense this year than they were last year. He said it in a few words, but gave it, you guys are right. We were not very good at the start of last year, and we're good now.
So there you go. I mean, that's the honesty that you get from that guy. So, he's going to tell you what he thinks, how he feels. And personally, as a member of the media, I think that's good for us.
So you think that's it? Your question sucks. And
yeah, I don't know if there are other incidents that Felger remembers, but those are two off the top of my head that I can remember from last year.
Okay.
So maybe that's what it is. Maybe he's had a separate interaction with the guy that I don't even know about. He said he doesn't know him personally, though, right?
He said he's never met him.
Never met him. So okay, so
probably not. That's probably not it.
But he said it's personal.
But it is, but yeah, I thought that was kind of funny.
617-779-0985. But you know what he means, personality wise.
Right. No, yeah.
Doesn't enjoy it. Mark is in the car. Lead us off this hour, Mark. Go ahead.
Hey, what's up, guys? Hey,
what's up, Mark?
This whole Jalen Ramsey stuff, I don't understand why he's getting all this airtime, all this publicity. Isn't this the same tool bag that said, give me 6 months and I can play in the NHL?
Yes.
Yeah.
I mean, how can you take anything he says seriously? You're both guys.
Well, he's really good at football. I mean, let's leave his hockey commentary aside.
Right.
But that's why you listen to what he says. He was an all-pro corner last year. He's arguably, can we say he's arguably the best corner in the league right now?
One of the best.
He's got to be top three, I would say.
Yes.
Yeah. And you pay attention to what he says, because what he says is oftentimes at least entertaining, if not just refreshing in terms of its honesty. Yeah. I mean, remember him killing? Absolutely. I remember we talked about this on Football Fix last year, Beetle, which again is on tonight, 6 o'clock, NBC Sports Boston. But he was ripping AJ Green last year. He called him soft.
Some of my favorite.
He went on for about 5 minutes on AJ Green.
Some of my favorite trash talk of the entire NFL season last year. But he also did it after the game, which that's my favorite form of it. When you beat a man down and then you talk trash to him when it's over. Like, no, I didn't talk it going up to the game. But now that I've beaten you, here it is.
Yeah, I like the guy. Again, he's good. He's good for us.
What'd you tell him? I told him he was soft. That's what I told him.
Told him he's soft.
It's great. Absolutely great. I would never want that guy to stop doing that.
Very blunt. I like that. I like that from Jalen Ramsey. I don't think he'd be able to play hockey in 6 months.
Neither.
And I don't even think, and you guys tell me what you think about this, but after looking at a lot of Jaguars defense from week one of this year, from the end of last season, specifically from the AFC Championship game, I'm not sure how much Jalen Ramsey's going to see Rob Gronkowski. I think see him. I think he'll see him occasionally, but I don't know how often it's going to happen. He covered Gronk twice last year in the AFC Championship
game. Out of 19 routes he ran before he got knocked out. 19 pass routes.
Gronkowski ran twice. He saw Jalen Ramsey. One of those was pretty obvious double coverage where Ramsey had him underneath and he had a safety over the top.
And to go back to Mark's call, why put any stock into what he says? Because his comments on Rob Gronkowski may actually have some merit and are right in a way.
Oh, sure. But the corners covering him versus the safeties.
We'll get to that coming up and tell you why that is. We've got Phil Perry with us and a lot to get to this hour on the Patriots with your calls. 617-779-0985. Don't go anywhere. Right now, you've got an action update with a local angle. A lot of the games happening locally this weekend, Red Sox, Patriots, and full college lineup. Here it is.
Now a look at the numbers with the action update on 98.5, the Sports Hub.
This is Brent Musburger's action update for 98.5, the Sports Hub. Sign up for free daily sports betting coverage for the Vegas Stats and Information Network at vsin.com/newsletter. Now, here are the latest lines from my guys in the desert.
The Red Sox are favorites at home tonight to win their fifth in a row. 34 cents with Hector Velasquez going against Noah Syndergaard and the Mets. College football tomorrow. Harvard is a 6.5-point home underdog for its opener against San Diego. Holy Cross is getting 11 points at home against Yale. UMass is catching 4 points at FIU. UConn is a pick'em playing at home against Rhode Island. The Patriots are as much as a 1.5-point favorite and as little as a pick'em Sunday at Jacksonville. For the latest odds all the time, visit vsin.com. From Las Vegas, I'm Ron Flatter. This has been your action update on 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Without Zolak and Bertrand, your workday is just pushing papers and eating lunch.
What, is there a problem?
With Zolak and Bertrand, it's pushing papers, eating lunch, and talking sports.
Oh, really? Yeah.
Way better. Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Any conversations with Jalen Ramsey this week?
No, I don't have his number. He doesn't have mine.
What are you talking about? Him saying stuff about you?
I mean, that's how he feels. I mean, it's a big game this Sunday. We're playing them. I mean, I'm sure I'm going to have opportunities to go versus him. I'm sure he's going to have opportunities to go versus me. So I'm just preparing like I always prepare. I got to just do my job out on the field and just worry about that.
Does that motivate you, Glenn?
I mean, you, for sure. I mean, there's always motivation you're looking for. I mean, it does and it doesn't.
You think it's right?
So it's tricky right there.
This piece is my recital. I think it's very vital to rock
around.
That's right.
On time.
It's tricky. Don't play. Here we go. It's tricky to rock around. To rock around. That's right. On time. It's tricky. It's tricky. 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 It's tricky to rock around. To rock around. That's right. On time. It's tricky.
Rob Gronkowski responding to comments made by Jalen Ramsey. And Ramsey criticized Gronk going all the way back to the offseason, saying that Gronk is, you know, not as good when he has to match up with a corner. Is he right, Phil Perry?
He is. And I would say that would be true across the board, across the league, at all positions. Corners, sure, in general, are better at covering than safeties and linebackers.
Yeah, I remember when Jimmy Graham was with the Saints, and Aqib Talib was here, you take him and you'll match him up on Graham to negate him.
Right.
Yeah.
And so the issue is, when do you decide to deploy Ramsey on Gronkowski if you're the Jaguars? You could probably do it in obvious passing situations. One of those snaps where Ramsey covered Gronk last year was on a 3rd and 11. You can get away with it there because Gronk's going to be a receiver. You're not running it up the gut right at the 200-pound corner with the 260-pound tight end blocking his ass. So that's not an issue in obvious passing situations. It's not an issue either in zone. The Jaguars play a lot of zone. Whether it's cover, they like these single high safety looks. So whether it's cover three, they'll do split safeties too. So they'll play some cover two. If Ramsey's sitting out there, out wide, playing his zone, and Gronk either aligns across from him or ends up in his area, they're going to be matched up. So those are the situations you're going to see Ramsey on Gronk. I just don't think you're going to see it all that often. Because if you have, say for instance, you have three receivers on the field if you're the Patriots, which they didn't use all that often this past week because we know what the receiver depth is. If you use Ramsey on Gronk, then if you're the Jaguars, you have two corners to cover three receivers. And you're probably going to have a mismatch somewhere else on the field. You're going to have a safety on a receiver, or you're going to have a linebacker on a receiver, and Brady's going to go there. So that's what you run into. If you want to put Ramsey on Gronk, it's a good idea at times. But if you think Ramsey's going to shadow Gronk just because he's been yapping for the last however many months, I think that's mistaken.
This from 538 today, that it should be noted that even a Gronk who is limited by opposing defensive backs is better than just about every other tight end on the planet. Since 2016, Gronkowski's adjusted catch yards per route against five or more defensive backs on the field was still 30% better than the overall average for NFL tight ends.
Right. And he said that the other day when he was asked about the catch percentages. Someone asked him specifically about the catch percentages, safeties and linebackers versus corners.
Yes.
And his answer was, sound like pretty good percentages to me. So they are, relative to the rest of the league. It's just he's not as good against corners in the passing game as he is against linebackers and safeties. It makes a lot of sense. Those guys are more athletic.
It does.
They're better leapers. They're quicker. They're able to make plays on the ball. It's really not an eye-opening stat the way Ramsey kind of painted it.
No, it's not. But you know what I thought of this week, and I really hadn't given this a lot of thought. I've often said, you know, guys who are tight ends like Rob Gronkowski or Kelce or big-name productive tight ends from an offensive standpoint, and I think Gronk is better than most of them because Gronk also can block for you. They deserve to be paid appropriately. They deserve to be paid like some of the receivers who get paid. And then I don't think we've weighted this equation enough that receivers are always going against corners and tight ends are not. If Rob Gronkowski had to line up every play against a corner, is he as productive as a receiver?
He's not, but
no.
He is what he is. He's a massive human being.
I know, but so I'm talking about the disparity in pay for the
right
level of skill.
Right.
You've obviously got to have a lot of skill to be successful as a wideout. More so than what you need from the pass catching ability of a tight end.
I just think the market in football, as it is anywhere, should reflect the rarity of the skill set that you're paying. So Rob Gronkowski's skill set is rare. It's very valuable. If you match a corner on him all game long, you're going to be able to run the football behind that guy every single snap. I think Rob Gronkowski is more valuable than just about any receiver in the league other than maybe Julio Jones, Antonio Brown.
Yeah, and I think that's dependent on like how they affect coverage too. You know, and that's yes. Like, yeah, you can normally cover tight ends with, and that's the easy way that defensive backs are able to scheme things. You could take fast linebackers or safeties and put them on tight ends, normal tight ends in this league.
Right.
Just Rob, you can't. All right, I was taking a look at something here from practice today. 100% attendance. What are you getting anything on Sony Michel where, and off Belichick's comments about how he's getting better every day?
Yeah, we talked to Michel the other day too.
Is he a chance of playing this?
I think he thinks he does.
Wow. That'd be great.
I think he probably would like to. I think it's a question of how does the team look at this? Are they looking long-term with this player? Obviously, first-round pick. They've invested heavily in the guy.
Well, plus, Burkhead's concussion. You know, and say he gets dinged early.
Burkhead has a concussion. That's another thing that's going to impact the equation, I would say. Because based on what we saw yesterday, where he went from a non-participant to a limited participant in practice, I think it's safe to assume he's at least in step four of the five-step return to participation protocol that the league has. Mm-hmm. So the next step after that, step four, would be step five, which is you introduce a little bit of contact, and if he can get through that without having any symptoms recurring, concussion symptoms recurring, team physician passes him. He has to get passed by. He has to get cleared by the independent neurological consultant, and then he can play. So still a couple steps left for Burkhead here. And if he can't go, if I'm the Patriots, and the Michel question, if the Michel question is just a, okay, do we want to rush it or do we want to wait because we really like this kid and we want him to be healthy for a long time? I hesitate to say you're almost forced to rush it, but if you don't have Rex Burkhead, you have James White, and what else do you have at that position?
Ralph Webb.
Ralph Webb's still not on the active roster.
You can bring him up.
You have Kenyon Barner, who is on the active roster. He's probably going to be returning punts for you. And that's really it. So are you going to hand it off to James Devlin? Is he going to be your big back for the day? You're just going to chuck it all over the field, hope your tight ends are healthy? I mean, Jacob Hollister is still dealing with a hamstring injury. He's been limited in practice this week. The receiver situation is what it is. You're really light. And so if the Michelle thing is just a long-term play versus a short-term risk, maybe they have to be okay with the short-term risk because they're just so light everywhere.
617-779-0985. Austin in Boston. Next.
Hey,
Austin.
Rhymes a little bit. Phil, first of all, you're handsome. You're the best. You're the best person on CSN at any. My question is, though.
Thanks, Austin. I know I liked you.
When we look at the percentages, the breakdown, is it sort of like a LeBron effect where quarterbacks are allowed to be grabbier or more handsy with Gronk when they're covering? I mean, obviously, there's a huge discrepancy between those two completion percentages, but.
Good question. Very good question.
I say yes.
All right.
I think you'd be more at liberty to throw the flag with the corner on him because it seems like safeties know that what type of contact they could get away with. When you have cover corners, they love to do it. And I'm grabbing Phil here by the shirt.
They love to grab
and yank in with
it's
a,
like Gilmore.
Yeah.
Gilmore loves doing that.
Yes, but that makes him a good cover
we
guy.
We saw it last night in the Cincinnati game.
Well, the other thing is, too, at the top of the route, what is Gronk likes contact at the top of the route. And you oftentimes see him get called, whether it's legit call or not.
Twice snapped
get
that, in Buffalo last year.
You get
year.
That push off at the top of the route. If that's a corner, not a safety, and it's a 195-pound guy, not a 215-pound guy, that guy's going to fly back another 2 or 3 yards at the top of the route. It catches the referee's eye. You're more likely to get a flag. So I think it's a great question.
It is a good question.
I like Austin from Boston a lot. I think he's one of the best callers I've ever heard calling to the station.
We'll get you guys together, maybe.
And
go out on a date.
I would be happy to. Austin,
a couple
Boston.
Of bros talking football.
I'm available, man.
Austin.
Yeah.
Probably has cowboy boots and a big belt buckle.
You think so? Austin. I don't think he's from Austin. I think his name is Austin.
His name is Austin.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah. Exactly.
Is
there also a chance, too, that this is all going to be a great dud? Ramsey doesn't line up on Gronk. We don't see it happen on Sunday.
I'm telling you.
I mean, you go back to the AFC title game, if they're going to play it the same way, in which he didn't make a huge impact before he had the concussion.
Nope, the safeties were fine. They had safeties even when Gronk was out wide, split out from the formation, out by the numbers. They had safeties on Gronk
covering them
one on one. The other thing is the Jaguars last week and this year they have the opportunity to do this. They can go big nickel now. They didn't use a third safety at all in the AFC Championship game last year. They drafted Ronnie Harrison, the kid from Alabama, in the third round this year. He is their third safety. They used him almost 20 snaps against the Giants. The only snaps he played, just about, save for a couple, were in two tight end sets. So I think maybe the smart thing for the Patriots would be to go heavy, use two tight ends, use two backs, but try to get Ronnie Harrison on the field because, again, he's a rookie. He's a third rounder. If you get base, if they use their third linebacker, it's another rookie, a seventh rounder, Leon Jacobs. Nobody's ever heard of him. But I think if you go heavy, you get a good chance of putting those rookies on the field. You have a good chance of taking advantage.
This hour, Zolak and Bertrand, is brought to you by Stop and Shop. Phil Perry is with us. We have more with him after these headlines with Hardy.
Sports Hub headlines.
Red Sox over the Blue Jays 4-3 last night. That completes the sweep. Three games at Fenway Park. Homestand will continue tonight as the Mets are in town for the first of three. Patriots getting ready for the Jaguars in Jacksonville Sunday afternoon. Doug Marrone said Leonard Fournette did not practice. He's questionable for Sunday. Appears to be a game-time decision. The NFL week began last night as the Ravens lost to the Bengals in Cincinnati, 34-23. Bruins set to play the Flames in China. The game's going to happen at 2:30 a.m., so late tonight, early tomorrow morning, however you want to think about it, but you'll be able to hear it right here on 98.5 The Sports Hub. Headlines are brought to you by Nissan. Now's the best time to save big at Nissan's Take Home a Titan Truck Month event. I'm Hardy on Boston's Home for Sports, 98.5 The Sports Hub. Get your Sports Hub headlines anytime in your flash briefing on your Alexa voice-activated speaker or right here in 30 minutes.
Hot takes.
I am Superman.
Oh, yeah.
Wrong song.
Oh. Zoe and Beetle, 98.5 The Sports Hub.
You know what? I have my Bluetooth on. I think you're there and you're just kind of feeling out everything. You're feeling out the scene, the situation, the stadium. Feeling out the other team, see where they're at. And that's the first time you kind of get to look your opponent in the eye. And I think that's the point where you realize, okay, this is the kind of game it's going to be. And once you take the field, it's like you've kind of entered the arena. You know, that's when you get your time to go out and show everyone what you got.
This hour is Zolak and Bertrand, brought to you by Stop and Shop, official supermarket of the New England Patriots. They have everything you need to make your tailgate or football party a success. Get details at stopandshop.com.
All right, you and I have done remotes from Foxwoods, right? And other casinos, and we get down there, and what we do is we set the table up, and you know, sometimes one of the nice restaurants there may bring food by and put it down next to us, and we get to pick at it. Maybe it's an appetizer platter. And all of a sudden, the people start coming and looking. Oh,
no.
Is that free food?
All the really old people start grazing
taking
like
our
cows
food.
In a pasture.
Do we work in a casino right now?
No.
Even though we have windows here, people like to go by and we look through, looking at us in a fishbowl.
Yep.
So here's what happened today. We get lunch today. And
lunch.
I bought lunch.
Zobo,
I'm a nice
lunch.
Guy. I did buy lunch, and we ordered from a local place, and the intern, who actually went and picked it up there.
Yeah.
Give him credit for that. Could have had it delivered. And that's a go-getter, our man Brian. And you can put the camera on Brian. You can see him sitting there. He's the guy who brought the juice box in this morning, Minute Maid juice box, even though my kids stopped drinking them at 7. And there's a little table right outside our studio where they don't want us to eat food or bring food into this nice, luxurious studio. As you can see, Phil, it's very nice. Nice,
it's beautiful.
Kept.
It's beautiful.
Yep. We've got a pool.
So there's a table out there where we put the food. The intern, what did you order? Intern,
BLT.
Brian? BLT.
First of all, Zoe bought everybody lunch. The intern ordered it and went and picked it up.
Yep. Got himself a BLT. Nice little BLT. Kid looks like he can eat. He wants to eat, right? He should probably eat more carbs. Took a bite of the sandwich, put it on a table.
Which is right outside the studio door.
Somebody in this building came and took the intern's food. You heathens. I want to know who took it.
So I've got my email open. I'm going to be able to write an email to the entire building. What should the email say? I'm starting it off with dear friends.
Attention thief.
What would you like it to say, Hardy? Shoot.
Go.
Dear ignorant sluts.
Yep. Absolutely.
What would you like it to say?
You pigs.
We don't want the sandwich back. It's gone. They probably ate it.
You suck.
Yeah, we don't want it now.
You sons of whores.
We will find you, and we will kill you.
I swear to God, if this is a salesperson that took it.
Because I went out on the sales floor and started screaming, making announcements.
You don't see the salespeople until all the food's here.
We're going to have to start digging through trash and find the wrapper.
Good? Ooh, give me a little snippet of that. That looks good. Dairy Queen. Ooh, Dairy Queen food truck. When there's only one sandwich sitting there, does it look like it's a massive food drop?
No.
I can understand if it's this, one of these massive platters, and we have great food drops here. You know, like when Kowloon comes, they bring like vats of stuff. You remember the Lobster Trap? They brought a ton of stuff.
It was a single sandwich.
You're welcome to have some stuff.
Usually when the receipt's laying on the table, too, it's a sign that it wasn't like a free drop off of food.
Yeah. Is there a platter out there? Is there napkins? Normally when there's a food drop, they put napkins and utensils and plates out for everybody to share and partake of. Malele partake your pecan pie. Oh, Thanksgiving's coming. Can't wait for that. Even though I don't eat pie. I do like pie. I eat some pie. But somebody took the freaking intern's bitten sandwich.
Yeah.
And it pisses me off.
Took a bite out of it.
What if somebody was trying to clean up? Devil's advocate.
No, because the bags, everything's, go look, Jim, take a picture of what's left on the table. All the bags are ripped open.
It's messed up.
It's ignorant.
It's messed up.
That ain't right.
You know what I'm going to do?
What?
Remember what I used to do at the old place? A little mystery lunch. Maybe I'll just go in the fridge on Monday. See what somebody brought me for lunch.
Well,
maybe I'll mix and match. Maybe a little salad looks good. Maybe a little mustard. Maybe some bread.
So you're just going to start stealing from everyone.
Hey, if this is open,
here's what I said.
If this is open communal.
Dear friends, we are in search of the individual who stole our intern's BLT off the table outside the Sports Hub studio.
This has nothing to do
with
pot.
This was not a food drop for everybody to enjoy. It was a lunch order for our show, and this should have been obvious.
That I paid for.
Someone own up to it now. Justice will be served. Zolak and Bertrand.
Or Zo will eat your food.
Or you should,
moving forward.
You should have added, amnesty is currently in effect, but not for long.
Okay, amnesty is...
All those yogurts in the fridge here, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to take the cap off and put my finger in them. And then put the cap right back on. Stir it up. We want to stir it up? We'll stir it up. All right.
Can I still put the justice will be served in there?
I don't know about the,
lunch.
That's a good kicker.
Lunch will be served. Lunch will be served, not justice. You sound like a Toby
lunch
Keith song.
Has been
no,
served.
I'm going to completely, we're going to really humiliate the person who did it. That's my plan.
This is embarrassing if you took a bitten sandwich. Like, oh my God. On my worst day.
Okay, I'll take out the justice line.
Yeah. I don't like that line.
I think it's stronger than the amnesty line.
Dennis, you take the sandwich? Oh, you wouldn't. You eat like burnt burgers, weirdo eater.
Own up to it now.
So what else, Phil? How you doing?
By the way, I tried to make it right. I gave him half my sandwich, but I got a buffalo chicken. Not everybody likes buffalo chicken.
Maybe he doesn't even like it. It's like saying, hey, I got pizza with anchovies on it. Here, have some of mine.
Yeah, for all I know, he doesn't even like it. But
I used to order that in college because kids didn't like it, and I knew I would get more pizza if I had the anchovies and the olives.
Well, not everybody likes BLTs either. What if this person just grabbed it, took a bite, and said, oh, not for me, and chucked it? Which makes it even worse.
That pissed me off
even more. Makes it even worse.
Phil.
Hey, how's Juwan Bentley doing, Phil?
Active.
Good one, Zoe.
Active. Good very one. Active.
Good one.
We brought Juwan Bentley's name up today, Phil. May not even dress.
All right, to get back to Brady's Instagram post that he played coming back, what do you make of that Instagram post? We talked about it this morning. You didn't even know about it.
Didn't know about it. Nope.
Now that you've just seen it,
busy breaking down the all 22 Beetle.
Give me your immediate reaction.
I just thought the editing was interesting because it was very clearly focused on Jalen Ramsey. And then you got a cut of Rob Gronkowski. You obviously got the back and forth between Ramsey and Brady. This is Brady kind of buying into some of the hype that has been stirred up by this guy on the other side. And this is... I think people might look at this and say, ooh, this is Brady straying from the norm. This isn't what the Patriots do. The Patriots have no issue responding to trash talk from other teams over the years, whether it's Freddie Mitchell, Anthony Smith, Marty Schottenheimer wasn't even trash talking the Patriots a handful of years ago, and Brady
playing through injuries, right? Marty Schottenheimer.
He was saying, well, listen, you know, the Patriots aren't going to be as good as the Patriots are typically because they've had a bunch of injuries, and Brady lost his mind. So... this is kind of what Brady does. If anything, it was a little bit subdued, but I liked it.
617-779-0985. Sully's in Foxborough. Sully?
Hey, what's up, boys?
What's up, Sully?
Hey, Zoe, you're thinking about this all wrong, buddy. Instead of eating more lunches from other people, you got to sabotage lunch.
That's what he said.
That's what he said.
Right? Maybe put a little ghost pepper relish on a nice looking...
I don't want to hurt anybody.
Well, not something to hurt anybody or make them sick, but just to ruin their day for a couple hours. Now, know what I mean?
Yes, totally.
So we should start planting sandwiches on the table.
But this is
going to
force
no intention of eating.
This is going to force us to do now. Start to eat in the new studios.
Yeah,
because I don't want somebody to.
You're forcing us into lawlessness.
That's what it sounds like. It sounds like chaos.
It is.
The response to this would be chaos.
You're forcing me to sort of take things into my own hands.
Is that what the BLT looked like? Oh, my God.
Great-looking BLT, right?
Did he take a photo of it before he took the bite out of it?
Yeah,
Is that the actual sandwich? That's the actual one?
Yes.
Oh, my God, that looks delicious.
Jim is in Beverly. Jim.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Hey.
Hey, Jim.
Hey, what's up, Jim? How you doing, pal?
Chopping Zoe. So, on Ramsey, I think Brady's definitely going to try to hit Gronk when he's covering him. But when I want to see even better is on a run play, just have Gronk freaking blow him up with a nice block. Mm. And, hey, Phil, can I call you out on something you said last week?
Go ahead.
Yeah, sure.
Juwan Bentley?
Bentley. When you talked about Bentley, you said, he's only going to probably get a couple of snaps. He basically played the whole game. Sorry,
he was great.
No, he said he was great.
I got to eat that one.
Yeah,
I
was going to eat that one.
I've never been more wrong on anything.
I was wrong. And
I was. I was very wrong.
And
I said this on Twitter.
And you know what, though?
Can I correct something you said the day you guys brought it up a couple days ago?
What did I say?
I have never in my life said to anyone, why don't you come down and watch practice once in a while? I've never said that.
Oh, you did it. I've never said that.
So I just want people to know that. I'm not that kind of guy. But I was very wrong about Juwan Bentley.
Do you want Felger to go to the locker room and talk to Van Noy?
No, I don't care. I'm not offended by
Because those guys do exist. I'm not offended by Felger.
It's fine.
Those guys do exist. What was that? Was that information about the sandwich?
No, it was somebody offering to buy him a new sandwich.
Oh, that's very nice.
Oh, it's kind.
See, this is why you can't go around ruining random people's sandwiches.
Classy joint.
There are nice people in the building. There are fine people in the building.
But there aren't problem fixers here.
That's a good guy.
You got a problem, they fix it.
Very generous offer.
I said, no, that's okay. Hardy gave him half of his sandwich.
See, now imagine.
But we still want to get to the bottom of this.
Right. He's worried about me.
We're still getting to the bottom.
He's just worried about me.
Kelly, our promotions started a hashtag. Who stole Juicebox's lunch?
Well,
she knows the nickname Juicebox. All right. That's sticking. That's it. Juicebox.
I can't tell you last time I've seen this one up my keister, man.
I see them every day.
Yeah, my kids stopped drinking them at 7.
Just wait. Your kids
I'm going to be reintroduced,
off.
I guess.
You're almost back into juice box territory, Phil.
It's more of a Capri Sun guy.
617-779-0985.
Rich.
More with Phil. More your calls next.
Miss something?
That's what happens now.
Listen to the podcast on the 98.5 The Sports Hub app. Now, back to Zolak and Bertrand on Boston's Home for Sports.
Well, the story gets stranger on the sandwich. We found what was left of the BLT. It was about 3/4 eaten, and it was then disposed of
in a
trash barrel.
Sort of like in a panic.
And it looked like it was done in a panic.
It's like the OJ glove.
There was good sandwich left, and it went uneaten. The intern took one bite. We found the sandwich about 3/4 eaten and in the trash across the hall from the studio in the small kitchen area.
Photo available on Twitter now at Hardy985.
Awesome. And I was talking to the man, the myth, the legend, DJ Hip Hop Master Roy Barboza out there, and he said he's got two guns in his trunk. And he said someone would punk his sandwich.
He did not say that.
It would be like, bang, you know, now he put his hat on sideways.
He did not say that.
Yeah, he did. No, he didn't.
He said, I only steal packages from the mailroom
like,
here.
Forever I've been listening to like DJ Roy Barboza. When he'd be hitting the hit line, I'm like, wow, you're the man. Love seeing him here.
I feel like he's a celebrity. He's a local Roy Barboza. That's a celebrity.
Him and Lauren. Lauren's like a statue down the other end.
Yes.
And a Wally. My God.
Here's why this bothers me.
Why is it bothering you? I mean, for aside from the obvious reasons.
Someone stealing the sandwich.
Yeah.
Someone stole the sandwich, didn't like it, and then tossed it.
I disagree.
That's what I'm saying.
Didn't eat all that much, so they couldn't have been all that hungry. And with the bite taken out of it, you know what you were getting. You know what you're stealing.
Hold on. Can you pause just for our television audience?
Do we have video?
They're showing a graphic of a guy eating a sandwich.
That's actually one of the camera guys.
It actually looks like someone.
It's gross.
Who works in our building. It looks like J-Bo from ROR.
Oh, no,
like
it's not
like
one of the camera guys.
Like he had stolen a sandwich.
Oh, no.
Makes me think that's real video, Hardy. Is that J-Bo? Did J-Bo steal it?
Surveillance slow-mo video?
Doesn't it look like him? Tell me it doesn't look like him a little bit.
So now you be proactive, though. You got to hang signs up now. Like food drop signs, entitlement.
Do you understand?
What scares me is the entitlement to take the sandwich.
Okay, but let me just finish. Do you understand? Somebody saw the sandwich, knew what they were getting, took a bite, and then just threw it away. You want to know why? Because now they're just out to cause havoc.
No.
They just want chaos. This is a joker type of thief. This is much more than a food thief. This is somebody who just wants to watch the world burn.
Disagree.
This is somebody who wants disorder and just upset and unrest.
Each individual stall out there has their own garbage can. What we have outside and throughout this whole building are speakers in the ceiling, and they pump our show throughout it. So as somebody started to eat the other half of our great intern sandwich,
they heard it and they panicked.
They heard it, probably choked on that thing, hurry up, wrapped it up, and said, oh my God, I can't.
Can't throw it in my wastebasket.
Can't throw it in my, look, but I even have a wastebasket.
Get rid of the evidence.
They went to the big wastebasket to dump.
Why not eat like the whole thing? Why not just
because they didn't want
down
to be seen with the sandwich as soon as it was
true
announced.
You had the tinfoil, the wrapper, the actual
now
bag.
Now you have evidence.
They got my receipt on
but
it.
Then that's why you walk by and you drop it in Kalman's wastebasket.
Right, hit it on somebody else.
You don't walk in front of the studio. We're right across
from
the
kitchen. I'll tell you what, I don't think we're dealing with a sophisticated
risky move.
Look how much they left.
That's the brilliance of it, though.
That's a risky move.
That takes balls. The entitlement to grab the sandwich in the first place, that takes some cojones. Based on the presentation or lack of thereof.
So we saw the person. The barrel that this thing was dropped in is right across from the studio here. There's a glass window.
But there's so many people in and out of
it. There's a lot of people in and out. But we saw whoever it was, we saw.
I agree.
Right. Oh, yeah.
We see everybody walking by.
Pete's in Boston. Pete, your thoughts.
You may have spoken to him or her.
Pete's not there. We'll go to John in Medford. John.
Yeah.
Hey.
That sandwich that was fired?
Yes.
That was found, rather, sorry, not stolen, I should say. If you find out who stole it, he's probably the same guy.
Well, if it's a her.
Who has the, well, person, the same person.
Yes.
That stole, that had the pot delivered there.
You know what? We've got multiple crimes committed here in this building this week, and I don't think it's a stretch to say they may be connected.
That sandwich that was fired?
What? We're talking about that sandwich or the fire.
Michael in the car.
Where did they order the sandwich? It looks delightful.
So, I'm here. So, what about this guy that sent the email? What if this is the guy that actually ate the sandwich? Now he's feeling a little bit of remorse.
No.
Tries to cover up his tracks.
Beatles sent the email. It wasn't Beatles.
Right.
Beatles been sending
I sent
here
out a company
time.
Beatles proactive. Searching for the perpetrator.
I like this, though. We're trying to get into the psychology of a criminal right now. That's what we're trying to do.
I want listeners
to help me advice. I think the problem is we're driving them underground now. We're never going
to. Right.
We may have gone too public with the search.
Well, I'd like listeners to give me advice as to how I should react to this.
I've seen episodes of Criminal Minds. Yeah. They often debate, do we put it on the news? Do we not put it on the. What do we do? Do we alert the media? You know, you got to get inside the mind of the criminal.
Right.
To
that,
know.
Sandwich that was fired?
Yeah, I mean, Jim, you've seen that show a lot. Would you like to do a profile?
Yeah, you're fired.
You know, what do you think
sandwich?
The profile is of the person who stole the sandwich?
You're fired.
Mike in California. Mike.
Yeah.
Hello. Go, Mike.
You're up.
Yeah. Hey, listen. First of all, I wanted to say how much I love your show, man. I've
Thank
been
you.
Out here in California. I'm originally from Lowell, Massachusetts, and I've been out here for 27 years, and I just discovered this app, and you guys bring me home.
Awesome, man. Spread the word.
I love it. I'll tell you the truth. I'm just going to tell you who took that sandwich, and I'm out here in California.
Mm.
Okay? You find a person who offered to buy him a sandwich, and that's the person who stole that sandwich, because you put the fear of God in them.
Jack.
And they want to take you off the track.
It's Cadillac Jack.
Cadillac Jack.
He goes the first
this
one.
This goes
in
to the highest reaches.
And he's right. He had, oh, look at him. Listen to us building 5 minutes ago. Oh, classy guy. Good guy. I like that. Good.
You know what?
He ate the sandwich.
It's like those murder mystery parties you go to, and you're like, who killed? Did the lifeguard kill, or the butler, or the town ho, or maybe it was a football coach or something, and everybody plays a different part?
And I've never been to one of those, but I have heard about these.
And you put the stickers on your forehead, and you got introduced. Yeah, it was like, they do all these right games.
Is anybody else
somewhere?
Wow. I'm
Phil, here's what we
all
need
right,
you to
Phil,
do.
Phil, before...
Here's, what? No, just very quickly, because you could make this like, hey, Cadillac Jack, I've heard a lot about you. Wanted to meet, you know, I like to meet
it's
the bosses
cool name,
around
Cadillac
here.
Jack.
It's a great name.
Get close to him and smell his breath.
Smell that breath.
Go down his big office.
Shake his hand and rub his hand a little bit and then smell your own hands.
Big
see
important.
If you pick up any mayonnaise on there.
A little bacon grease, maybe.
Let's see how big his office is.
It smells like tomato to me.
You can't miss him. He's an important guy here, big office, one of the bosses. Get close to
Here's
him.
Here's something I know about
breath.
You. You're not afraid of a nightshade, are you?
Yeah. What if John Corey took it?
That's Nice ringtone.
That's me. Sorry about that.
Ringtone. Is that your ringtone?
Wow.
It's an alarm.
That Coldplay?
You can learn a lot about a guy by his ringtone.
And if you keep me under the covers.
That's like Shaughnessy setting an alarm on his phone. Time to go. 1 o'clock. Bye, guys.
He just gets up and leaves.
Yeah, the alarm goes off.
Hey, you going to Ed Sheeran this week or not?
No.
You're going to Jacksonville.
No, going down to Jacksonville.
Final thoughts on this game from you.
Thanks. Low scoring, but I do think Patriots win. They start the season 2-0. Mm. Good start for them.
All right, 2-0 Patriots start. Phil, I'll see you at 6 o'clock tonight on the Football Fix.
Yes, sir.
Phil, you got it. NBC Sports Boston. Thanks, Phil. We got one more hour to go on this Friday, and it starts with RJ Bell on a direct line from Vegas coming up in 90 seconds after these headlines.